Good morning, everyone. For WRCO News, I'm Todd Coppernall. 81 degrees already in Richland Center with 99% humidity puts the heat index at 91 degrees. Remind everyone, we do have an extreme heat warning through 9 p.m. today. Vernon, Richland, Crawford, and Grant counties, heat advisory until 9 p.m. today in Sauk and Iowa counties. Heat indices could reach 100 to 110 degrees this afternoon. In the news this morning, the Richland Center General Government Committee is set to hold its upcoming monthly meeting Tuesday, beginning at 5:30 p.m. The session will take place in the council room of the municipal building. This meeting serves as a primary forum for city leadership to address pressing administrative and developmental matters affecting the municipality. The agenda for the evening features several significant items related to city property and development. Committee members are expected to review a purchase inquiry and discuss the future utilization of 254 East Hazeltine Street. Additionally, the committee will receive an update on the status of the development agreement for 291 North Jefferson, which will include a review of compliance and enforcement options, as well as the consideration of alternative redevelopment strategies for the site. Further discussions will focus on industrial and community interests. The committee intends to establish a formal position regarding the sale of industrial park land for the purpose of constructing storage unit facilities. Members will also consider a request from Lydia's House Ministries concerning a warranty deed, title search, and potential loan forgiveness for the property at 929 West Seminary Street. Administrative and policy updates round out the scheduled business for the session. These items include a proposed agreement with Rhyme Business Products for copiers within the municipal building and the consideration of a reimbursement request for an employee whose vehicle window was damaged during grounds maintenance. Finally, the committee will discuss the establishment of a formal city policy regarding community recognitions, such as the presentation of keys to the city, proclamations, and honorary resolutions. The historic brick building in downtown Waniwok, which previously served as City Hall, a police station, and a fire station, is being revitalized after sitting vacant for nearly two decades. This redevelopment project aims to transform the space into a vibrant community hub, featuring a resale boutique, an art center, and a history museum. Supported by a $120,000 community development investment grant from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and matching funds from the Bell Family Trust, the total project cost is estimated at $311,000. The lower level will house 464 Exchange, a resale clothing boutique owned by Ann Blackdear and Peggy Milsna. The store's name references Waniwok's traditional telephone exchange number. Blackdear and Milsna envision an industrial meets vintage aesthetic for the shop, utilizing the building's exposed brick and wooden beams. Their goal is to provide affordable and stylish clothing locally, saving residents from having to travel to larger cities like Madison or La Crosse. On the upper level, local artists will operate the Waniwok Art Center. This space will offer dedicated room for art classes and creative activities for children, expanding on programs currently limited by the local library's capacity. Adjacent to the Art Center, a museum will celebrate the village's rich history, displaying artifacts ranging from circus memorabilia to items from the historic Hoover Hotels. Michelle Knoll, executive director of the Waniwok Area Chamber of Commerce, believes the center will become a primary gathering place for the village's 740 residents. WEDC Secretary and CEO Missy Hughes noted that investments in small communities often yield the most significant impacts. By revitalizing a long vacant landmark, village officials hope to stimulate further economic growth and inspire the redevelopment of other nearby vacant buildings. The project is designed not only to provide new services, but also to restore a sense of local pride and success to Waniwok. Early Sunday morning, a traffic stop involving extreme speeds led to the arrest of a Verona woman in Iowa County. At approximately 6:20 a.m. Sunday, an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy monitored a vehicle traveling at 109 miles per hour on U.S. Highway 18-151 near mile marker 53 in the town of Ridgeway. The driver, identified as 20-year-old Taya Madej Dorn of Verona was subsequently stopped and arrested for OWI. In addition, Madej Dorn received citations for operating while suspended and for the excessive speeding violation. Sheriff Michael Peterson highlighted the severity of the incident, noting that such high speeds combined with impairment create a significant threat to public safety. Speeds exceeding 100 miles per hour dramatically reduce reaction time and increase the likelihood of serious or fatal crashes for everyone on the roadway, the sheriff's office stated in a release. The office remains committed to proactive enforcement to protect both residents and visitors. At 6:54 p.m. Sunday evening in the town of Exeter, deputies from the Greene County Sheriff's Office converged on the W4700 block of Exeter Crossing Road. They were joined by a swift and coordinated response from Sugar River EMS, Monticello First Response, Greene County EMS, and the New Glarus Police Department. According to the subsequent investigation, Logan Ricard, a 28-year-old resident of Monticello, was behind the wheel of his UTV when the incident occurred. While traveling eastbound and attempting to navigate a curve in the road, Ricard lost control of the vehicle. The resulting crash left the UTV with disabling damage, eventually necessitating its removal by tow truck. The impact of the accident extended to those inside the vehicle. Logan Ricard and his two passengers, Lexi Ricard, age 18, and Lainey Ricard, 21, both of Blue Mounds, all sustained injuries in the wreck. Fortunately, these injuries were determined to be non-life-threatening. Following initial on-site care, emergency medical services transported all three individuals to a local hospital for further treatment. Saturday, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office managed several emergency responses ranging from traffic accidents to fire hazards. Early that morning at 3:30 a.m., emergency crews, including the Arena Fire Department and EMS, responded to a single vehicle rollover in the 8300 block of U.S. Highway 14. One person involved in the crash was taken to a local hospital for evaluation. Later in the morning at 11:19 a.m., another single vehicle accident occurred near the intersection of State Road 130 and State Road 133. Although the Lone Rock Fire Department and EMS were called to the scene, no injuries were reported. The afternoon saw Mineral Point authorities busy with two separate calls within minutes of each other. At 12:14 p.m., a reported gas smell on Doty Street brought out the Mineral Point Fire, EMS, and police. There were no injuries, and Alliant Energy eventually took over the scene. 3 minutes later at 12:17, these same agencies, along with an Iowa County deputy, responded to a brush fire near State Road 23 and Rock Branch Road. The fire was successfully extinguished without any reported injuries. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Jeffrey Erickson to the Grant County Circuit Court, Branch 2, filling the vacancy left by the retirement of Judge Craig R. Day. Erickson, whose term will run through July 31, 2027, has practiced law in Grant County for 25 years. Currently, he serves as the local attorney manager for the Wisconsin State Public Defender's Lancaster office, where he manages public defenders in southwestern Wisconsin and represents clients across Grant, Crawford, Richland, and Iowa counties. Previously, he ran the Erickson Law Office in Lancaster from 2001 to 2015, focusing on criminal defense alongside family law, bankruptcy, and probate. Two new winners in the Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club calendar raffle. The Muscadet Avoca Blue River Lions Club began its raffle drawings Friday, July 2nd, and will draw winners each week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. New winners from Sunday, and these are $200 winners. They are Lance Winkers of Richland Center, ticket number 0740, and Skylar Vinglish of Lone Rock on ticket number 0783. Congratulations to two $200 winners. Richland County 4-H and the Richland County Campus Foundation are teaming up to host Fall Fest, a free community-wide celebration scheduled for Saturday, August 22nd. The event will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the UW Richland Smart Farm, located at 24970 Smart Lane near Richland Center. This festive gathering is designed for community members of all ages to explore the farm and connect with local organizations. Attendees will have the chance to tour the Smart Farm buildings and visit various booths hosted by local businesses and organizations. The afternoon will be filled with delicious food, engaging games and activities, providing a unique opportunity for families and neighbors to discover local resources and educational partnerships. The event aims to highlight the importance of agriculture and community collaboration in a welcoming, family-friendly environment. Vital statistics right after this.